The future of nostalgia. Not your town, but a town by the sea, a little village maybe named Clean or Bayshore or No Famine. You're a stranger there. It's raining, it's snowing, it's very hot. You find it intolerable, though the people seem friendly. A couple of clammers drink beer in a flat-bottomed Sharpie. The lineman for Suffolk Lighting checks his toolbox. You're eating a happy meal, and yes, you're happy. That's the point, isn't it? You're a child. A rank but comforting breeze eases in off the bay. The white belly of a dead blowfish bobs sunward in the shallow end where the short canal stops at the highway. Morning, of course, is beautifully inhabited, which is how it should be. Three kids in their mid-teens race on stolen bicycles across the bridge, a red tick settling into the groin or armpit or clutching the hair of an eyebrow. A street sign says, stop. A t-shirt says, qui bono. And night, like a big indigo berry that began as an umbrella of poisonous white flowers, is predictably dark. It's scary. The unemployed hunch over their shot glasses and darts, cursing the rich while wanting to be them. The shuffleboard's long, narrow planks fleck with sawdust. A painted umbrella waits to open. It's like a gift card with sound. The ching, ching, ching of the wind chimes from the restaurant next door bubble over, each note as small and green and sour as a strawberry that will swell and ripen when spring ends and the summer says, ha. And you've never liked that music before.